This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 15th. I'm Paul Plack. A service bulletin from BRP Powertrain has raised the TBO on new Rotax 9 Series 4-stroke engines and certain serial numbers dating back to 2006 production up to 2,000 hours. An industry group has spent $400,000 lobbying Congress to allow Skype and other VoIP technology to be exempted from the ban on in-flight phone calls on airliners. A small data mining company working for ABC News has found 12 people named Bin Laden who hold FAA pilot certificates. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell Friday acknowledged the economic contributions of his state's airports in announcing $10 million in grants from the state for upgrades and safety improvements. On the other end of the airport appreciation scale is the Lorain County, Ohio Board of Commissioners, who've taken $400,000 in FAA grants over the past 3 years to improve their airport and now have ordered it shut down. The BBC reports a 20-year-old Brit has been sentenced to 200 hours of community service after admitting he pointed a laser beam into the cockpit of a police helicopter. The U.S. Commerce Department is trying to determine if anyone has committed a crime in the case of helicopters with advanced technology that were leased to a Mexican company by Bell, then sold to an Italian company which requested a quote for delivery to Iran. AIA CEO Marion Blakey warned Congress last week about conceding U.S. aerospace dominance. Quote, space programs don't come off a shelf. They take years to develop, test, and build, and interruptions and cancellations can be catastrophic to smaller firms, unquote. And a new reality series on the CW network will focus on five young women working as flight attendants for Virgin America and sharing a crash pad in Los Angeles. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Rick Perry of AEA discusses the coming TSA intervention in aircraft repair shop security. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.